Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund, reminding you to parent with patience. When stress heats up, keep your cool. Never, ever shake a baby.
I'm Jason Taylor. St. Louis County Police are asking for the public's help in finding a man who robbed a bank in suburban Crèvecœur yesterday. They say a man placed a note on the counter demanding all the money from the register. He ran out of the building after a clerk gave him an unknown amount of cash. Democratic State Representative Michael Butler of St. Louis distributed an explosive court document detailing a lawsuit by a former employee of Republican State Senator Gary Romine yesterday. It alleges a supervisor at Romine's show-me rent-to-own business continually used racist language toward the employee. Representative Gina Mitten of Richmond Heights was among Democrats calling out Romine for his legislation, which would clear his business of the lawsuit's claims.
To put it bluntly, the senator's sponsorship of Senate Bill 43 appears to be a blatant example of an elected official abusing his power for his own personal benefit.
The House committee passed Romine's bill to make it more difficult to bring discrimination lawsuits yesterday. Residents from across the Show-Me State packed a Missouri Capitol hearing room yesterday to hear testimony on concealed firearms legislation. Brian Houseworth covered 3 hours of testimony.
The House General Laws Committee heard testimony Monday on 4 gun-related bills. One of them was State Representative Nick Schroer's bill that makes a business that posts signs prohibiting concealed firearms liable for injuries sustained by people on the premises of that business. The O'Fallon Republican tells committee members he does not believe his bill will pass this year because of timing.
The likelihood of this passing through this committee, the next committee, and then getting to the floor with the priorities that we have and the bills that are coming over from the Senate, you know, common sense would state that it's probably not going to pass this year.
The 2017 session ends May the 12th. Schroer says he wants to prevent an incident like Aurora, Colorado, and tells Missouri Net he's trying to preserve Second Amendment rights. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
Police released surveillance images of a person of interest in a Moline Acres murder investigation. 36-year-old Derekus Tipler was found with a gunshot wound in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven in the town outside St. Louis in late March. State Auditor Nicole Galloway is calling on Missouri lawmakers to overhaul Transportation Development District, TDD, legislation, saying that these special sales tax districts have left taxpayers owing about $1 billion on projects they did not directly approve. Private businesses can impose sales taxes in TDDs and are allowed to do so under state law.
That's what's so stunning about all of this, is the way that these are operated, this $1 billion, developers awarding themselves contracts, sales tax without a vote of the people, it's all allowed under the TDD law.
Galloway says TDDs have little or no oversight or transparency. Missouri State University in Springfield held a town hall yesterday to discuss an expected 9% reduction in state funding next year. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.